from where a person has to lay in the Megillah. So three machlokes. It's a shaila from Ishihudi, if achad varma elu, kula Ishihudi achad varma elu. So the Gemara darshins, what's the machlokes? So the Gemara says, if it the one that says kula, it's toikva shachashveresh. They all go on the pasuk that it says called divrei toikev. So the shaila is, what is the toikev that we're talking about? So the man yomer says kula is toikva shachashveresh. The man yomer that says Ishihudi is toikva shal Mordechai. And the man de machad vormeila is toikva shal Haman. And then there's a fourth sheet, a braisa, man de omrim balayla hu toikva shal Nes. So the first three man de omrim are pashit to understand. Each one holds that the ik and the kudu, the Megillah is Mordechai or Haman or Achashverosh. And vormeila, the shaila is the toikif of what it is. What's the toikif of the Megillah? So that inyan, those are easy to understand. The Hanun says the fourth man Yomer. The fourth man Yomer says that the Megillah is ma'akif from Balayla Hu Dafka. Chur Balayla Hu is, the Gemara says why? Because Tokfa Shal Neis. What the event that happened in Balayla Hu, Be'etzim, is not kosher to the Neis of Megillah. It's very nice that they remembered that, the Melech remembered that Mordechai had done him a favor, then repay him the favor, and Bemela he took him and he rode him around, and again he went back. L'chura mitzad the hemshech ha'inyan of what happened afterwards, it has zero effect. So what does it mean that tokfa shel nes starts in Balayla Hu Nodda Shnas HaMelech? That's the first shaila. Secondly, There's an interesting chiluk halachas in the inyan of in between Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim and the Chayiv Inish Lepsumi on Purya. In the mitzvahs Laila of Leil Pesach, the chiyuv is, it says umisape kolaisa Laila ad sheyachtefena sheino. The person has to be mesape until that shech to finish shena. The mashmos of that shech to finish shena is that shena is an einus, and that's it. You know, einus achmona party. That's the gvul to where a person should go. On the Ramah by Inyanei Purim says the same lashon, and he's not same lashon, but same inyan. The chiyuv of lepsume is until he sleeps. He doesn't say at shech to finish shena, but he says shoyse yoyse mikdei hagdeiloi viyoshin. He drinks more than he's used to, and he falls asleep. Ki'ilu, that the Shena itself is the Kiyum. It's not the Pshat that the Chi of Bisum is in Tul Shena, but that the Shena itself, in Hilchas Pesach, it's Mashma, that Shena is a Hafkor from the Mitzvah. Genik, there's no Chalois Mitzvah on a person when he's sleeping. Like, you know, all the other Yom, the Moshe by Sukkah, the Halacha is it to sleep outside the Sukkah. It's only if a person places himself to sleep outside the Sukkah. When a person is sleeping himself, he's an Anus. There's no Kiyum Mitzvahs when a person is sleeping. So by Pesach, it says that the Chiyuv is to be Misasik in Yonei Agadah until a person is at Shech Tefena Shena. Shena takes him away from the Mitzvah and he's Mufka from the Mitzvah. In Purim, it's mashmat that the chiyuv lepsume is not only until he goes to sleep, but the etzem shein itself becomes the kiyum of chiyuv lepsume. And it's a davar mufla because l'chur shein itself can never be a kiyum of mitzvahs. It's always considered an oynes, the krishma, the other nyanim, and the male there's no kiyum mitzvahs. It's davar zayim the shuni, the hevdel between the two. In Chazal, it's a Medrash Rabbah in Shashim. There's a pasuk that says, "Ani yeshena v'li bi'er kol doidi doifek pischili achoyser yasin," and so on. So the pasuk says there's a chiluk in Klal Yisrael. In Klal Yisrael, it's "Ani yeshena v'li bi'er." That there's two halakim in Klal Yisrael. One chiluk is yashin, one chiluk is air. There's a nekuda that's air. So they give the Medrash gives a whole list of inyanim of chiluk inyanim. Ani yeshenem na mitzvahs v'libi er legmilas chasadim. That the pshat is on the even people who don't do mitzvahs b'derech klal, but there's some sort of lefachas gmilas chasadim is something that people do even if they're not holding by kima mitzvahs. Ani yeshenem na karbonis v'libi er lekrishma tefillah. even when we don't have karbanis, but at least as krishma tefillah, which again krishma tefillah is a keneged of karbanis, and this is keneged that. Ani yeshenem beis hamigdash veli be'er lebatik nesias abatim medrashas. Klai Yisrael in golus keilu is yoshin from beis hamigdash. There is no beis hamigdash, and that's it's not there now. It'll be there someday, but it's not there now. But lemaisa batik nesias and batim medrashas are keilu the nekuda of the lev ayir. That's still libi air. Fine. Adkan. It's move on. Then it says. Ani yeshena min haketz v'li be'er l'geula. I am yoshe min haketz, meaning that I gave up hope of the ketz coming around, of staying around till the ketz. The ketz is too far off, or a person doesn't think the ketz will be here. But v'li be'er l'geula, l'maisa akadosh baruch hu, but the person is still hoping that there'll be a sudden geula. I guess the word geula here, lafuki from ketz, means the natural ketz, which a person's messiah from. It just it's too long to wait. It's not going to come around to geula, which could come in the middle. Fine, but on the geula itself, there's a double note. Ani yeshena min geula, v'liba shel akadosh baruch hu er ligoleni, and akadosh baruch hu's heart is er ligoleni. So there's a second darga, and geula itself, there's a darga of ani yeshena min geula, and v'liba shel akadosh baruch hu er ligoleni. So it's not. I mean, the pasuk says v'libier. What's libesh Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Omer b'chia ba'avin. Eichon matzino shenik Hakadosh Baruch Hu liban shel Yisrael. Where do you see that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is called the heart of Klal Yisrael? Miradein kra. There's a pasuk that says tzur levavi v'chelki alekim la'olam. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the cornerstone of a person's heart. Tzur levavi means the foundation rock of a person's heart. V'chelki is alekim la'olam. Pasuk in Tehillim and. So there's ke'ilu in all the inyanim of ruchnius, in karbanis, in mitzvahs, beis hamikdash. There's a diagram. There's a yashin. The roiv rubav could be yashin, and there's a small chelik that's air. In geula, there's a double. There's ani yeshenem min haketz v'libi er legula, and then there's ani yeshenem min hagula v'akadosh baruch hu is er legaleni. And Akadosh Baruch Hu is called Libra Yisrael. So the kfelus here of what are the two daggers here need a hezba of what's Akadosh Baruch Hu's Libra Erle Galeni and so on. One more interesting horror. Reb Tzadik says, Reb Tzadik has a klal always, not his klal only, but he uses it a lot of times and is meir and nayim a lot of times with it, that since the rashis of everything is really it's Sheirish. So every time the Pasuk uses, any time we find an Inyan in the Torah, the first place that Inyan appears is really Kaivea, it's Teichen. It's Bemis Bilta Chazal. Chazal say that there was no Samach in the Bria until the Nekeva was Nivra by Bria's Isha. There's a Samach. It says Vayiskor Badena, and Bimela the Samach is connected. So whatever, there's a Chazal there that says that the first time the letter appears, it's significant. That's one place where you see it in Chazal Merumis. There's another place, and Betzim, it's the Inyan that he says over here. It says that the first time you find Nefila in the Torah is Vayapil of Tardema. Nefila and Shena is Shena is the Prinas Nefila that's first mentioned in the Torah. So when you're talking about something falling down, when you're talking about something having a reader, Shena is Tardema, Shena is the place where you find it. Bemis, it's schwer because the first two times that there's a Tardema in the Pasuk, you're dealing with Faket, in Yanim Tovim. I mean, the first time there was Brias Isha, that was the Vayapel of Tadema, and the second time is the Bris Ben Apsarim. There's both places, there's an Afilos Tadema, and both places there is Inyanim Nizgavim. It's Faket, there's Brias Isha, and there's Bris Ben Apsarim that it was Kairos Avraham Avinu. So why is the Nefila first mentioned in Keshet Tadema? I mean, it happens to be. Normally, you could say, beside a person, when he's sleeping, beside as he falls down, he's not imid al raglov. But in these two cases, it happens to be that these were inyanim, chashav inyanim. They were inyanim l'tayva. What's the pshat that the first time you find the fila? And Bemis is Chazal. Reb Tzadik is only using Chazal. So it's a medrash that says it Kmat Mefurish that the nefila is the first nefila is by the tadema. The chlal. You find that the nyanim of Shena in Chazal are nyanim gruim. For instance, when a person sleeps, you have, it's called Ech Meshishim for Misa. When a person sleeps, you have Tumas Keri. When a person sleeps, you have the Ruach Ra, that's Sheira, and that's Ba'isov. When a person sleeps, his Neshama's Mesalik. Lemaisa, the Inyan of Sheina, as Chazal gave it over, is the Inyan Garua. The person loses some of his Tzelem Elikim. The person loses his Koyach HaSeichel. His Neshama goes up, his Nefesh goes up. His moichin is mistalik from him, and he doesn't have his abilities of seichel. All sorts of tumish shayra on a person that darga. Lemaisa shena is seen b'derech klal as a bad thing. So, and that's the it's you know the needs a shmira and so on. Chulav. There's a pasuk that gives a chiluk avoida. And Faker, the first place where we see, one of the few places where you see Taka, that Shena has Shena has something positive, and Faker, there's a chelik of Avoida that's given over for Shena, and there's a chelik of Avoida that's given over for Er. Pasuk in Tilum, it says, Im zichaticha al yitziyai, if I remember you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on my bed, as I'm laying in bed, in the morning I will think I will be misbehaving about you. So the pasuk says that im schartichol yitziyai, there's a tkufa of there's a chelak of avoida balayla which is called im schartichol yitziyai, and then there's a second chelak which is called bashmurais egebach. How do we understand the chiluk? What's the chiluk? The two chelke avoida. Same thing. There's another pasuk. Amishkavi balaylos chaticha. A pasuk in Shir Hashirim. There's a inyan of dafka al mishkavi balaylos chaticha. There's an inyan dafka of al yitziyai. What's the inyan of chaticha al mishkavi, and the bashmuris ege b'cha. There's an interesting tug of war in Keiches Adam. When a person is sleeping, Be'emis, there's a siluk of his moichin, the Keiches HaSeichel of Adam, when he's sleeping, are gone, and nothing's left. So what wakes him up in the morning? Besides the Inyan Milamala, the Sheina Milamala, the Moshe, the Zohar says there's he has the shaila. If you need the achzoras neshama to wake up a person, how is it a person wakes up in the middle of the night? So he says a reason why it's like that. But there has to be bal karchach if it's shayach in inyan his oirus that's not coming mila maila. It's not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a chiyus, but it's shayach mila mata. Like the Zohar says, a person wakes up a few times at night. He says, for whatever reason, he gives a reason. But Lamaisa, the Metzias is the person. What wakes him up over there? The Teretz says the koyach of in the meichin of Adam, in Seichel Adam, nothing is poil at night. The koyach of Zikaron is that what was there before remains latent even later. That is the koyach of Zikaron. By definition, is that koyach that whatever the person had doesn't go away when he's finished using it, but it stays. It stays in his mind. Let's go. So b'meila, if we're to label that koyach hanefesh, that's metapel with a person that remains after all the moichin of a person have left, that's the koyach hazikaron. The a person after his niftah, I mean, whatever is left, we'll call it zikaron, even if there's no active seichel in that part. Let's go one step further in this nekuda. person, Zikaron and Seichel have an interesting tug of war. A person is shaylit on his Koyach Zikaron. Koyach Zikaron is a person stores memories of whatever he gathered, but he's shaylit on those Zikaronis. And b'meila, a thing a person wants very much, he remembers very quickly. In yonim that are nageya to a person, that a person likes them, lives them, wants them, those in yonim are in yonim a person will remember very quickly. In yonim that a person doesn't care so much for, he'll have a harder time remembering because he doesn't care for it. In yonim that a person does not want to think about, a person has in yonim that hurt him, that bother him, that he would like to push out of his mind, so he can do it also. So when a person is b'koychay, when a person is b'mloy koychay and his seichel is b'mloy tokfay, so the person can push out of his mind any zechreinus that he doesn't want to deal with. And that's how a person can cope with a lot of inyanim. That is the person's koyach hazikaron versus the koyach hamoichin. Person lamashal who has memories and things that he doesn't want to confront, that he doesn't want to face, so he can just push it out. He can busy himself, get involved in something, and busy himself. The place where those memories will haunt him are at night, when the person has no koyach of active seichel. The koyach hazikaron is going to push itself to the person, and it's going to come to the forefront. It's going to bring up whatever's in the person. That's the koyach hazikaron. In the chelkei avoda, that's what the pasuk is being mechalik. The pasuk is saying, a person can push away HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Yoyim, a person can be misamik in Avoida, and a person can push HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of his mind. That's what he can forget him. He can involve himself and get rid of it. In Zchar Tichol Yitziyai, on the Yitziyah of a person, that's where the Zikaron comes swimming up again. Because the Belaila is where the Koyach HaZikaron is shoiled on the person, and the person is captive to the Koyach HaZikaron. So the Pasuk says, Imschar Tichol Yitziyai, if I remember you when I'm asleep, so Ba Ashmur is Egeboch, then the Koyach HaSeichel will be able to be misamik in it Ba Boike. At night, there's no koyach haseichel. There's no higoyin. There's no koyach higoyin. And b'meila, it's not shayach a tfisa sichlis. It's not shayach an avoida sichlis. But the tnai koydom lemaise is, if there's no belailas charticha, then if there's no al yitziyai, imeskerech al yitziyai, then there's no bashmeres ege b'cho. So you have two chalke avoida. First of all, you have a chelik avoida of schira balelois, and you have a chelik avoid of higoyin baboike. That's the pasuk of Mschar Ticha. More than that, it's because there's no. It's we ask that it's as a stira in the Ashkaf on Laila. That in the Ashkaf on Laila of on the one hand there's tumah and istam yadayim askonyas and ruach ra and all those inyanim of tumah and so on. Yes, it's true, because mitzad the adam apoyel, mitzad the person that does something, so laila is not a it's a zman when a person is berifian and he can't do anything, and that's why koyches are shaylad on him, tumah is shaylad on him, keri is shaylad on him, daimaskanis, everything is shaylad on the person. But hogufa, because the person is not a bar shlita, because the person's koyches chitzonius, his guf and his yodayim and his seichel chitzonius are berifian, that's why the koyches pnimius of the person come to the. That's why they flow to the top, and that's where the koyches zikaron has a makom to come out. The let's go back to the inyanim a little bit. We asked by the what does it mean? Reb Tzadik says that the first place we have nefila, it says by tardema, because Shena is the nefila of Adam. It's true. Certainly Shena mitzad da koyach of avoid of a person. Certainly Shena mitzad the person's asiya. It's a nefila. But in the side of Ilmodel in a faulty like Kamti, if the person wouldn't have a nefila, the person wouldn't have a kima, that's why that is the side of what comes out in from Shena. Shena is a nefila b'chitzonius, and it's a tkuma b'pnimius. The nyanim gdolim are done b'tardema, because the nyanim gdolim have to touch a nekuda pnimius that couldn't have come to the forefront, kolzman the person was active. So say the brias isha, which is etzem atzomei basim ipsori, it had to be nogea, the etzem atzmius of the person, that had to be done b'tardema. And say the brisbein apsorim, which by yomahu koras Hashem brisim avrom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koiris bris with avrom, where it had to be in the Libi air, that's where there had to be the krisis bris, that also had to be b'tardema. Because kolzman, the koiches mi b'chutz, the person is active and he does and it's fine and so on, then it doesn't, then you're not negia anything b'fnim. The inyanim, the mitzias of the Megillah takes place in the zman of Shena. The you find, I mean, the Klal Yisrael, it says Yeshna Mamechad, so Chazal say Yeshenim Hei Mina Mitzvus. Klal Yisrael was asleep from it was a long and tired Golas, and Klal Yisrael was exhausted. The mitzias of the Chazal, when the Magdir, and we say it betzem as the Shir Shirim according to the Goyen, Lamnatzeach al Ayelas Hashacha, so it's called Ayelas Hashacha, because it's just like the night is beikir. The darkest part of the night is lifnei spoiker. Here was also the darkest part of the night, which means it was the zman shena muka of Klal Yisrael. This is the zman shena in the world of be'etzim. The shirish of the hatzolah was balayla hu nodded oshnas hamelech. When there's a mitzias of ani yeshena velibi er, when the person was awake and active, there wasn't anything to be chal on that, to be chal gula on that. There wasn't any mokrim chalois ashos hashchina. Klal Yisrael was washed up. They had been shakur and avodah zara. The bias was nechrav. They were in golos. They were shtatav v'sedos hashachshveres, and it was washed up. There was mitzad the chitzaynus advarim. There was no mokum for chalais of gula. The shirish of the nes is balayla hu noda shnas hamelech lemalo lemato. It fakert because the sleep was so fitful, because things started the Sefer Zichronis. Balaylo Nodesh Nasa Melech, and it was mitzvah to bring the Sefer Zichronis, because the Zikaron is what brings about the Nidut Shein of the Melech. It's the mitzias of Zikaron that brings about the it floats to the top and is shulit on the Adam Bishnasai. So the place where that started in the Megillah was Balaylahu. It's not, even if we don't see the mitzias of how there was a hemshich to the nes, but the mitzias where Zikaron, the mid of Zikaron, began to be shoilit in the dark night, and it didn't allow menucha to the melech, where the melech is lamala lamata, that's the sheirish of the gula of Purim. A parallel, in Rosh Hashanah, in just the Rambam says that in Rosh Hashanah Shefa, even though it has no tam, famous Rambam, he says Uri Yishena Mishinaschem, and Elu that are sleep with Hardemas Azman and the Dom Behavli Azman. The Rambam says that in the Indian of Shefa you have a Metzias, a Keneged Tardema and Keneged the Yishenim. In other words, it's a Mokim Yisoyrus for the people of Yishenim. I mean, the Metzias of Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Zikaron, because the midah that's me'oyer, the midah that's hefech shena, is zikaron. Zikaron starts from the shena and shakes the person awake. The difference is in Rosh Hashanah it's done b'chitzaynis, it's done from a koyach mibachutz that intrudes in a person and is maskeh him zichroinis and wakes him up. And here you have the zikaron that floats up from yitzir balaylas and it wakes the person up, that it's menadet shidosei from bifnim bachutz. The hashavah between Pesach and Purim. Pesach and Purim are two nights in Klal Yisrael. On the Laila of Pesach, it says Laila kayoyim toyer. The fakert Akadosh Baruch Hu made a metzias in the world where there's be a laila that's kiyoyim toyer, and b'meila he obliterated the musik of laila. That's one end of the rainbow of avodah. The other end is that there's a laila with the deepest shena in possible, and because it's a deep shena, that's why there's a hisayrus mitzad the zikaron of the person in the pechina of al yitzir balelis. So the laila of Purim is the laila of al yitzir balelis, and the laila of Pesach is the bashmuris eger b'cha. The avoida, there's one avoida where the person is misgabe on the laila, and the person becomes kuloi, and it becomes kuloi oira. That's one end of it. The other end of it is that the person adraba, because it's laila and because it's shena, there's something that's oira in the person that never would bring a oira without it. That's the two lailas. On Pesach, atchich atfena shina is an oinis. It's a hafkoh from avoida. And Einus Achmana Patrick, that's the sheer that a person's mechuyev. A person's mechuyev to turn the laila of Pesach into a yoyim, ad shechat fene sheina, until it's mafkia. The avoida of Purim is dafke v'yoshin. The avoida of Purim lies in the shein of the person. It lies in where the person is a yoshin. And in the Shein itself, because he's a Yashin, that's where he finds the Tchilas Yisairus of a Zikaron, of a Zichronis. In its place in the year, the winter is a time of Shein and the Bria, and the Seif of the winter is the Shein Amuk of the Bria. It's the Seif Shana is Purim, and the Tchilas Chodesh is Nisan. And again, and mitzad, a person's matzav wife and klali. Like we'll say it, I mean, there's a America in everything bechlalusa is one tardema on a person. Persons, everything that every hisayrus loshen er, and everything that went on at Israel, there's a tardema muka that the person falls into. And b'meila, it just everything becomes dull and dreary. Even if the person is doing it, it's with a fashlofenkeit. Everything is has the chevle shena on it, and everything is slow, sluggish, hazy. None of the behirus, none of the zrizus, none of the chiyus, none of the cheshik. That's the matzav we are. It's the matzav of golus. It's the matzav of chutzlaretz. It's the metzius. That's where we're holding. If a person can't get out of it, so a person has to understand there's something to be found in this matzav that he wouldn't have any other place. There's something that the person in Shena itself, there's also a makam avoida. When things are going reasonably well, So a person doesn't have to come to grips with anything in the way of his teichin. He doesn't have to come into grips. He can quiet, just like a person when he's very hungry, he goes berserk searching for food. When he quiets his appetite with something, he's not comfortable, but it's bearable, and mainly forgets about it. The metzias of Shena takes away the pseudo activity that sometimes dulls a person's in a tzrachim, in a needs. Faket, in the fila, just a tadema is taka the nefila. The place where tadema is mentioned first is nefila, because and bemelet as the molly nefalti lekamti is part of it. If when a person is bishena, he's misoyer, he begins not to sleep well. He doesn't feel comfortable anymore. After the person settles in and he's comfortable with himself, something inside him stops to be comfortable. He's not happy. He's not comfortable. It's not frustrating. Then that is the p'china of al yitzia b'alayla schaticha. That's where im schaticha al yitzia. The schira al yitzia is that nekuda. When a person starts tossing and turning because it's not what he wants, it's not what he is, and it's not what he wants to be. And adarabba, if a person doesn't, sometimes if the person never got to that matziv, then there's no bashmuris ege becha, because he needs the spur of understanding how important it is to him. He needs the spur of understanding that if he'll try to run away from it or drown it out or cover it up or get involved in something, it's still there. He didn't succeed in getting rid of it. When a person gets that awareness, then there's a place to start going weiter. In the schira, in the two lailas that we have, the chazal we started with, the Medrash Rabbah, there's two dargas. There's sometimes a darga where a person is meyuish mnaketz, which is teva, and libi er min with the geula. That's a darga where a person can still hold on to it. But there's a second darga, and this is chazal wo oimid, that there comes a time when a person is misyayish even from geula. There comes a time when a person says noyash, and even that goes away. Ani yeshena min geula is a much deeper darga. But there's a haftacha that libi is er, because sahakol, if a person was the person, there could come a time when you can kill his zikaron as well. And the zikaron falls asleep as well, and that's it. And that's the end. That's misa. But there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is libi v'chelki. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tsur levavi. Even if the ani yeshena goes down as deep as what he thinks is ikaren, there's still something going to bother him, because libi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is air. Libi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond in that sense. It means that in the lev libis of a person, The lev pnimi is the lev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if the person tries to run away from it, and he can do whatever he can to run away from it, but ani er is going on HaKadosh, libi er is going on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the person can't eradicate that from himself. That lev is not going to give him menuchas hanefesh. And as soon as he settles in comfortably, there's going to be discomfort, restlessness, unhappiness, and that sinking feeling that there's something waiting for him, that something has to be done. Two big nights, night of Nissan, the night of Pesach, and the night of Purim. And the night of Purim, in the sense, it means the Klolis of Purim, because Purim is one big Laila. It's Ayelus HaShachar, it's Kulei Laila. There's an Avoida of taking Laila and turning into Yom, and that's the Laila, and that's the Avoida of Pesach, and that's the Bashmuris Ege Becho. And the Hakdama to that is al yitz im eskerech al yitz im al yitziyai. The hakdama to that is that when a person is down the most, when a person is sullen, when a person is feels noyosh, when a person has those feelings and he can't sit comfortably, he can't be happy with that matzav. That's the hakdama for that, and that's the sheirish of the teichen of Purim. The tokfei of the nes is balailu nadash nasa melech. It's the shtiyah is part of that, and everyone understands it, that the shtiyah is something which takes away that chitzonius. And it allows the zikaron to come to the top. It allows the zikaron to break through to the top, and give him that jolt of zichreinus that the person would try to keep away from himself. When a person focuses on that zikaron, even if he thinks that he doesn't have it, It's impossible it doesn't have it, because the teuchen of levavis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The teuchen of zichreinus is the zikaron of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that zikaron is indelible. And if a person will let it happen naturally, a person will understand that the Laila has an avoida, and the avoida of that Laila is the zikaron al yitziyai. The sum total of all the frustrations the person has, and disappointments in himself, and the letdowns, and the not doing the right things, if he understands that the teich teichin is the libri air, and once he allows that to happen, once a person comes to grip with the fact how deep it is in him and how inseparable it is for him, then will be zeicha to the hemshich of the bashmuris agavucha.
So the couple of guys in Yeshiva, one from Silver Spring, give you a need for introduction. I've had the pleasure of knowing Yvonne Bianchi already for a number of years. So when I was your age, probably, I got to the Shiva Fund. It's a big honor for you to come and say share in the Yeshiva tonight.
I also don't recognize some faces, so that's okay. The Shir Shal Yoyim for Purim, according to the Goyen, is Perek Beis in Tilim, Lanatzeach Aliyelos HaShachar. The reason is because it says that Esther Amalka said, Keli Keli Lama Zaftoni, as she came into Ahasuerus, she felt herself losing Ruach HaKodesh. And she said, Keli Keli Lama Zaftoni, and that is why it should be Shir Shal Yoyim. There's another, the Gemara Darshan is another part of the Shir Shal Yoyim on Esther, and I'd like to understand it in the context of that drasha. It's a Gemara in Yuma, it's Daf Kof Tes. The Gemara says, the Gemara intertwines two themes. First of all, Ayelas HaShachar means the dawn, the break of dawn. Literally, Ayelos HaShachar, the Gemara teaches, is like antlers of a deer. They spread out into like little horns, like sort of branches. When it gets dawn in the morning, it begins, the light begins sort of to come out like a little rivulet, and it's like horns of a deer. So Ayelos HaShachar is like the horns of a deer, and that's when morning comes after a long, hard night. Why is Esther compared to a deer? And in this case, it's actually the female deer who does not have horns. The nature of deers are that the male is always attracted to a female like the first time they mate. So too, Esther Hoysa Chaviva Ahasuerus Kol Shor V'Shor K'Shor Rishona. Esther was also very attractive to Ahasuerus, like the Shor Rishona. So obviously, it was needed for Esther to be so attractive to Ahasuerus in order to have the neis that she should come whenever she wants and he should accept her. But there's obviously something about the personality of Esther that is, it sort of expresses the Ruchnistic token of Esther in a way that she is always chaviv like the first minute. Things tend to peter out, and there's things that are always chaviv like the first time you see it. And Esther is one of those. So it's a quality, something of the person, besides the physical necessity that it was for Ahasuerus, but there's a quality of the person, and it's not incidental. If it's the Shir Shal Yoyim, if this is the song of Esther, then this is something that's very intrinsic to her personality. I'd like to try to understand that. Similarly, the Gemara says, Esther Matari Minolam. So the Gemara says, Vanochi Hasker Aster, that there'll come a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hide himself totally from all Yisrael. You look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you won't find him. You can't even look in a hiding place because he's hiding it in a hiding place of the hiding place, and he won't be there. Esther is the one whose name is Merumas Net Pasuk, and she's called Esther. L'chura, if you are looking for something that's lost, you want somebody that is very good at finding things. You don't call someone who's good at losing things to look for something that's lost. So it's strange that the person who uncovers this Hester Aster of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somebody called Hester herself. It shouldn't really be, she should be called something the lines of Megala, whatever you would like, but it's strange that that is her personality. And the Maharal speaks a lot about it, about the fact that it's the Hester personality that was extremely the key for being the Nais. I'd like to explain it, but with a different angle than he speaks. Let's explore a point that is maybe a little far away at first, but it's a key for understanding these inyanim. There are two words in Lashon Kodesh that have one definition in English, because English does not differentiate between the two, and they are taiva and tshuka. Both of them mean desire or passion, and both of them are, there is no way to break the word desire or passion to two to correctly express tshuka and taiva. And yet they're two very different Hebrew words, and they used a little bit differently, and we'll try to understand the difference between tshuka and taiva, and in a certain way that's really the key for understanding these inyanim and a lot of inyanim of Purim. Let's see a place in Chumash where they're juxtaposed. The first chait was the woman saw the Eitz Hadas, the Nochash pointed it out to her, and it says what she noticed about it was that Teira Ha'isha Kitova Eitz Lamachol V'chita'avo Huleinayim, that the Eitz Hadas was a Tav Aleinayim. That is where Tav is used, and obviously in a negative context. The woman was later told, Vel Ishech Tshukase Hu Yimshalvach, and in this sense, Tshuka seems to be positive. And let's try to understand the difference and see wherein lies the difference. A person has senses, five senses, that respond to qualities of pleasant, unpleasant, extremely pleasant, extremely painful. So a person walks in the street, he sees something in a window that he likes a lot, it's really nice, and he is very attracted to it. A person hears something nice, a person smells something exquisite, he's very, very taken by it. It attracts him and it pulls him in. That is one koach of a person. That koach is called tava. Tava means it comes to the person from the outside. The senses perceive something, and they get some stimuli, they become inflamed, they become impassioned, and the person wants something. The word tava also means in Chumash, a boundary. The end point of a person's reach is called his avu by in Bamidbar, by the gvul, by the boundary of Klal Yisrael. It says his avu meaning the very outer limit of something. In other words, taiva is where the outer limit that I can reach and touch something, that is taiva. Something that's not in sight, a beautiful jacket that I don't see in any window, I don't see anyone wearing it, I have no reason to really want it. You know, it exists somewhere, but I'm not really attracted to it. That is taiva. Tshuka means that I have a need, and if I need it, and therefore I have to fill up on it. For instance, let's take something simple. If a person is hungry, he hasn't eaten in a day or two, then he has a tshuka. We would call that properly tshuka. He needs food. He's starving. A person who's eaten and he sees something that's very good, he sees something creamy and chocolatey and sweet, that is a taiva, and it's a trap. Chazal said that when the Nachash came on Chava, it says Hitul Bozuala, which means he infected her with his word. Zum is a word meaning schmutz, one way or another, slimy, dirt, uncleanliness. What it means is that the Nachash, it's just like when something attracts you through taiva, it's something outside that is imposing itself on you. It's sort of making itself desirable to you, and it's being mashpia on you. Take me, I'm good, I'm edible, I taste very good. That is the hitul zuama of the Nachash. It injects its own koach of creating desire, of exciting desire into you. Tshuka, on the other hand, so that's the way the Nachash dealt with Chava. The Tav Aleinayim is the same thing as the Hitul Zuama. For the first time, a person was affected by something else that used the person, so to speak, and made him run after it. Adam HaRishon, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a mate with all the animals, and he wasn't happy with Niskara Daita, until he created Chava. Why? I mean, even a bad Shatkin gets it right the fourth or fifth time. I mean, this one HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried, like, I don't know how many meaning there were, but let's even take a few hundred meaning, and then he said, you know, if none of these work, I guess it's back to the drawing board. It seems to be, like, almost ludicrous. I mean, why do you have to go this whole exercise of looking for everything? The Teretz is, as long as if Adam would have had the Isha and been attracted to her, it would register as a taiva. He sees the Isha, he's attracted, she's attractive, and that's it. You cannot build a permanent relationship on a taiva. First, Adam HaRishon had to take everything that was in sight and exhaust it, and he still feels he needs something. He still feels there's something in him that's incomplete. That is tshuka. And tshuka is something that can become permanent because it's a fulfillment of a real need. I need it. It's not something that I have to be attracted to, but it's something that I need. And therefore, taiva is something that passes, and tshuka is something that endures. The same thing, you take a look at anything that attracts a person. A person looks at, he buys a beautiful mansion and he's overwhelmed by it. You walk by and it's gorgeous and it's extraordinary and so on. You become, at some point, you don't even notice what it's like. It's people who are oohing and aahing that make you aware of what you're seeing. If you take it for granted, the senses become dulled with time, because that's the nature of senses. You smell a perfume that's very, very exotic, and it's very exciting. The tenth time, the nose doesn't register it, because it becomes part of the familiar. So it's the nature of taiva, that any type of taiva, the longer it endures, then the less it excites a person. And that's why people who are addicted to anything, they need a constantly a more exciting dosage, because simply the nature of taiva is such that it falls away. It's really alien to the person, and the person has to keep getting more and more of it excited. A tshuka is something that the person never stops needing because he really needs it. It's interesting, in another usage of the word shokeka, of tshuka, the word shokeka means thirsty. And the Malbim says that shokeka and ra'av is usually used for hunger, for food, and shokeka is used for thirst. That's sort of the literal translation. It is, you know, you do find overlapping sometimes ra'av used for thirst, but by and large, specifically in one or two psukim, where nefeshokeka means thirsty literally. Because the difference is, hunger is aroused by a smell. A person could be after a good meal, but if he sees something good or smells something good, a person can still become hungry. Thirst, when you're dealing with water, and not the, you know, once there's sugar and something else, it's sort of another form of hunger. But the real thirst, when a person is empty and dry, there is nothing that burns a person more than thirst. A thirst is a much stronger need than food, you know, even physically in a few days. But on the other hand, a person who's had his quenched his thirst does not once again need to drink. If you put down a glass of cold water next to somebody's head is full, there's nothing there. So the word, the idea of shokeka meaning thirst, as opposed to rav meaning hunger, is because hunger, taiva can play with tshuka. When a person is very hungry and needs bread, that's like a tshuka, but when it's still up in the air. Drink is something that a person needs because he needs it. And the minute the person has had his fill of water, he's not thirsty anymore. That is properly called shokeka and tshuka. There's a Yonason ben Uziel in Yeshayahu, it's in Tehillim. He says that the word nefesh shokeka, it's in Tilkub Zion, that is, he says, nafsha srikaya. Srikaya means empty, like ilon srak. It's thirst is when your water gauge says zero. That is the literal translation of thirst. It's not because the water is good, water is basically tasteless. It's because the person is empty and he needs the water. So you have two types of drives in a person, that they seem to come, a person, both of them are a strong urge, but they're extraordinarily distinct. There is taiva, which is something else exciting a person's senses with its beauty, pleasure, and so on. And there's tshuka, where a person's own needs, his real needs, are begging to be fulfilled. The person has both urges, it's hard to feel which one is which sometimes. There's a paragraph in the Torah that points out the distinction also very, very sharply and very deep. In Bamidbar, you have the distinction between, it says like this, Vasafsu Pashor Bekirbo, it's in Baloska, it says Vasafsu Pashor Bekirbo his Avu Tava. Tolisol had bread in the Midbar, they had man, whatever man was. They had man, didn't have a problem, they weren't hungry. But, you know, man at some point becomes like yeshiva food. It's sort of the same again and again, very little variety. I mean, not this yeshiva, obviously, but general, you know, it might be filling, you can't say you're starving, but it's the same again and again. They envisioned meat. Meat has a smell, it has an aroma, it's something that attracts a person. So it says, his avu tava. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's remedy to that? So it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, you're going to keep eating at Chodesh Yomim, Ad Asher Yetze Me'apchem, you're going to be eating it for a month until it comes out of your nose, V'hoyo Lachem L'Zora, and it will become alien to you, strange, meaning because you're going to get fed up with it and you'll realize you don't really need meat. It was just something that aroused you. But if you can become, nobody ever becomes sick of drinking water when he's thirsty. Nobody becomes sick of breathing air. Nobody becomes sick of eating bread, simple bread, because he eats it when he's hungry. But if it's taiva, the way to distinguish a taiva from a tshuka is that there comes some point when it's just, I don't want it anymore. It's not me. It's zara. So the yardstick for taiva versus tshuka is, does it come a moment when it's lazara? If it's lazara, then it's a sign that it was not a tshuka, it was just a taiva, and you didn't really want it. It's not you that wanted it, it's something else that was matel zuma and got you excited about it. Let's go back a little bit to the Purim Kinyanim. It says in the pasuk that that the day of Purim is miyuchad to vanoichi hasta aster, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there will come a day of extreme hasta upon him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hide himself from Klal Yisrael and will be nowhere to be found. Usually a nisoyan has in itself some kernel of rehabilitation. If you tell somebody, if somebody was slow in getting up, you wake him up earlier, and that sort of, it helps him, like, once he doesn't get up earlier, it'll be easy to get up later. There is always some sort of, in every punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets out, there is always something in it, besides just being mida connected mida, like, it's not just a punch for a punch, it rehabilitates the person somewhere. What exactly was the hasta asta? It was like HaKadosh Baruch Hu just runs away and left us alone. He's very hidden. There doesn't seem to be anything positive in that hiddenness. Let's go to the famous Chazal. I'm sure you've heard it a lot of times now. That at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kofalim har tibidis. Whereas at Imat, and then Hadar Kibluha, it was Beratzin, it was Be'avra, and so on. If you read the story the way it's written, it's the opposite. Har Sinai was a very festive Yom Tzedek event. Kaza came to the Chodesh HaShlishi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down with Malachim, and it was grand and beautiful. Doesn't seem to be anything terribly coercive. Mechazal say Kachodem Har Kigigis, but fine. But the Pesukim have to somewhere give that over. On the other hand, Megillas Esther, I mean, there were a lot of guns held everybody's back. They were about to be killed, and it was only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened, they were saved. Where do you see in the story in the Torah Shabbat that Maimed Har Sinai was the kfir, so to speak, and this was the Rasim. The answer is the Maimed Har Sinai, the kfir we're talking about Maimed Har Sinai, where the Kotlem Hakigigis, I mean, Chazal says Kipshuto, if they're ready to kill him, but there's another element to it that's much more in the pshat of it. When a person comes face to face with an awesome event like Maimed Har Sinai, he's extremely turned on by it. It's an awesome event. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down, B'chvodo V'atzmo, the closest we can ever see of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that is, we saw. We saw Kolos, we saw Brachim, we saw Malachim, we saw the Eish, we saw the Anan, everything. And it was an awesomely inspiring event. It couldn't have been more inspiring. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything he could. And yes, but it was an event, an outside event, that inspired us. Ato Horeso L'das, you showed what it takes to understand and to recognize a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's like looking in the window. The difference is that it's good quality, and looking in the window is not always. But as far as my particular perception of it, it was something that came down and it foisted itself on me, not forcefully in the sense that my arm was twisted, but my senses were overwhelmed, which they were. Kalal Yisrael says, they couldn't take it. It was such an awesome sight. All that said is, so Kaiser was tremendously inspired, but any inspiration that comes from the outside does not last because it is from the outside. Like Lahavlak, it says Lazara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid, and not only did he hide, but if you can't even tell, he's hiding. It means they realize that without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're missing something. In Maimed Har Sinai, they saw that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have something overwhelming. But they didn't realize that not having HaKadosh Baruch Hu means they don't have anything. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nowhere to be found, and just like other Marishans being Bar Al Kol Achayis, and he's Nidolis Karadaitoi, I've tried everything, and I'm not happy, I'm not satisfied, then I realized Ke'en Olakai V'kirvi. I realized that I'm mishtokit for it. It's not a mis'avah for it, but I'm mishtokit for it. So the metzias of, the difference of the Kofleim Harki Gigas of Matan Torah to the Kibluah of the Ava lay in the fact that Maimed Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, touched human perception as much as possible. And that is, as overwhelming as it is, it's always an outside thing imposing itself, and it can peter out. It almost has to peter out, because it, at some point, you become used to it. A person sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, day in, day out, becomes cold. That's the teva. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself, and the person lives completely, he can completely obliviate HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his conscience. And then he walks around troubled and says, there's something missing in life. That's when a person has tshuka. That's the difference in the two. So the Lamnatzeach HaYolos HaShacha, Keli Keli Lama Zafkani, the parasha of Keli Keli Lama Zafkani was said in that's the Noche Aster Aster, and that was the time when there was nothing there. Keli Keli Lama Zafkani is Bayemahu Aster Aster Panei, Aster Aster Panei Bayemahu. That time is Ayelos HaShacha, it's the dawn that breaks in the dark of the night, not despite the dark of the night, but it's because of the dark of the night. Because there was nothing there, they began to have a tshuka for the light. The Ayelos HaShacha is Ma Ayelo, Rachma is it's Saran, she's Chaviva Al Baila Kol Shor V'Shor Kishor V'Shoina. If you're dealing with a taiva, with a passion of the nature of taiva, then it peters out. That type of person peters out because it's just a taiva. So the taiva can come as stunning as possible. You get used to it, and that's that. The person, the ayola embodies in herself a midah of tuka. The mate is mishtekek for it. It's because there's something in it that allows something to feel that it's necessary. It's not that, it says, the Gemara says, Esther was not all that attractive. It says, Rakhlekes HaYisrael. She wasn't extremely attractive. So whatever it was that made her attractive was because a person felt that, it says, Nidma l'kol echad v'echad ku umasa. Everybody felt it's like her, his ummah, which is, it's similar to the Niskara Daita of Adam. Everything was alien to him, everything was Zara, and then he found the one that is Meshtokik to. So the same thing here. The kuda of Esther that made a chavid was because the person felt something of himself in that person. In this damala kolechet vechet kumasa means each person felt there's something of me that's being nishlam from this person. It's not exciting, but it's something that I need for myself. So she's described as an ayala because of that reason. Because she is something that is, her personality belongs to the world of Ishtaikikus rather than the world of Taiva, and therefore it's a Metzias of, that's the Purim Dekah type of person. There's another place where I'd like to see in the same context the word tshuka. Shir HaShirim is a love song between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and they trade endearments. Klal Yisrael describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes Klal Yisrael and their beauty, and each one describes each one in, with their beauty. Towards the end of Shir HaShirim it stops. That relationship is broken off, and it will never again become renewed, that relationship. And until they die, they don't become united again. And it's sort of a remez for Klal Yisrael's last galus, which seems just interminable. And the goyim at that point, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left Klal Yisrael seemingly for the last time, and they'll never be together again until death brings them together again, until Azek HaMavis Ava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Goyim turn to Klal Yisrael, and they say, Shuvi Shuvi HaShalam is V'Nechzika. Listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gone. He's not there anymore. Maybe we're good enough. Matechzu B'Shalam is K'mechaz Nachmanim. She asks, what can they possibly find in her? And so she answers them, and she says, Ani L'Dodi V'Alai Shukasi. It's where Klal Yisrael, you know, it's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gone that they realize that life is meaningless without each other. As long as the presence is there, you can't actually discern it. It's beautiful, it's grand, it's wonderful, it's tremendous, it's exciting, but it's not a chayach, it's not something that I must have. When it's gone, that's when the person takes a look and says, If a month goes by and I did without it, it's like if a person stops smoking, a person stops smoking for a month, and 2 months, or 3 months, the longer the time goes away, it peters off. That's a raya that it was a taiva. A person who doesn't eat vitamin C, let's say, for a month, for 2 months, or 3 months, it gets worse and worse. He suffers more diseases. Because taiva is something, the longer it stays away, the less it's important to you. Tshuka is something that the more you stay away from it, the more intense the yearning and the desire becomes. There's the tzaddik contrasts two psukim about the difference between. He doesn't say it as clear. He doesn't contrast chayiv and tshuka as clear. Even though he says those words, he's really dealing with another nekuda about Rosh and tzaddik. But the words are very clear. He says that. It says, Havois Rishoyim Yahadif, Havois, it's a pasuk in Mishlei, Havois Miloshim Tava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu frustrates the Taiva of Rishoyim. Rishoyim have Taivas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu frustrates them. Yahadif needs to push away, to shove away. So Reb Tzedek says, the nature of Tava is that a person is never happy with it. It's frustrating. And a person who has a Taiva and he's not getting it, then the person is an animal. With somebody who's literally not addicted.
the person is an animal. It's frustrating. It's bitter. It's something that a person it makes a person crazy. On the other hand, it says. Yismach leiv mevakshei Hashem, that the hearts of those that are mevakshei Hashem are happy. Because when a person realizes the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then a person begins to understand himself. There is a happiness, no one ever attains HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the fullest sense, because it's unattainable. There's always something ahead. But the fact that the person realizes that within him there's a real need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a real desire, that itself makes a person a happy person. A person says, it is an indelible part of my personality because I'm looking for it, because I'm seeking it. Nothing is forcing me, nothing is driving me, and yet I must. It's something from inside. So there's a simcha that comes from in the person, the fact that the person is searching for it. That's a yontiv of Purim. The Yantovim, all the other Yantovim, are Yantovim of Gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megal himself, Achshav Nigala of Melech Malka Moch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there is a tremendous excitement and a tremendous passion when a person is witnesses a Gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all its majesty. That is all year round, and that is all the Yantovim. There is, but that has its limitations. The Atah HaReisa LaDas is awesome and it's important, but that's not the final step. Chayev Adam L'Ksumei Ad Lo Yada. When a person's das is cut off, nothing, there is no input from the outside. So what comes out of a person's tshuka, not taiva. Atah HaReisa LaDas means that the person's sight feeds into his das and makes him aware and makes him want something. And that is what starts the process. But when a person is oblivious to everything around, and the person so much wants, then the person is a mishtokeh. And the person realizes that he realizes that there's something that he wants, not because it looks good, but because he really needs it and it's really part of him. And the simcha of Purim is that simcha of Yismach leiv mevakshei Hashem. On a day when a person has tshuka, on a day when a person begins to feel that his needs and his yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because it's him, and because what he needs, the etzem search, the etzem yearning, the etzem shukah is a simcha, and that's a simcha spirit.